With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. Bozeman technology entrepreneur Greg Gianforte says he has commitments from enough delegates to secure the Republican nomination for Montana's special election for the U.S. House.
120 of the delegates have now committed their support at the convention, and that 120 represents about 140 of the votes, which is a majority of the delegates.
Republican delegate votes are weighed based on turnout in the previous primary election. That's how 120 delegates can add up to 140 votes. But Ed Buttrey questions Gianforte's accounting.
I know many of those folks have come over to me as well as to other candidates.
Buttrey and Gianforte are two of seven people vying to represent the GOP in the May 25th election to replace former U.S. Representative Ryan Zinke. Democrats will gather on Sunday to pick their nominees from eight people who have expressed interest. On his first full day in office, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke issued an order reversing a last-minute action by the Obama administration to ban lead ammunition and fishing tackle used on national wildlife refuges. The order, issued a day before Obama left office January 20th, was intended to protect birds from lead poisoning. Zinke says his reversal, issued today, will increase hunting, fishing, and recreation opportunities on lands managed by Fish and Wildlife Service. The National Rifle Association applauded Zinke's decision, saying Obama's ammunition ban was, quote, a last-second attack on traditional ammunition and our hunting heritage, end quote. Obama's order would have phased out the use of lead ammunition and fishing tackle on wildlife refuges by 2022. Montana Republican officials say the GOP's field of prospective candidates for the U.S. House race has narrowed to six. The GOP said in a statement today that real estate investor Drew Turiano has dropped out of the running for the party nomination. That leaves State Senator Ed Buttrey, businessman Greg Gianforte, State Representative Carl Glimm, former State Senators Ken Miller and Ed Walker, and contractor Dean Rabine. Republican candidates will gather in Helena Monday to choose their candidate for the May 25th election. Democrats will meet on Sunday, and the Libertarian Party plans to select its nominee by Monday. Crews in Whitefish have already fixed a water main burst that left many homes and businesses without water Monday morning, but Public Works managers say road repairs will likely last into the summer. Nikki Willett reports.
A leaky gasket paired with a freeze-thaw pattern Sunday night caused the burst, which Whitefish Public Works Director Craig Workman called, quote, catastrophic.
This particular break was coming up out of the pavement in a number of locations, completely flooding the road and running down the road directly into the river.
Workman says more than 2 million gallons of water escaped before crews were able to isolate and fix the faulty pipe. He estimates the repairs will cost roughly $30,000, about a quarter of his department's maintenance and repairs budget. The city averages 15 pipe leaks each year, but Workman puts Sunday's burst in a class of its own.
We don't get breaks like this frequently, you know, if ever. I mean, this is probably the largest water main break that we've had in the history of the Whitefish Water Utility.
Workman says the city used a variety of means to alert water users about the leak and subsequent boil water advisory, which was lifted Tuesday morning after a laboratory reported that bacteriological samples collected throughout the system are safe. About 50 homes were without water for much of Monday, and some local businesses closed early. Water has been restored to all city water users. All that remains are repairs to a section of roadway on Baker Avenue south of downtown. The road is open to traffic, but will need significant repairs later this summer to restore it to its previous condition. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Montana Republican officials say the GOP's field of prospective candidates for the U.S. House race has narrowed to six. The GOP said in a statement today that real estate investor Drew Turiano has dropped out of the running for the party nomination. Bozeman technology entrepreneur Greg Gianforte says he has commitments from enough delegates to secure the Republican nomination for Montana's special election for the U.S. House. But Republican Senator Ed Buttrey of Great Falls, who's also vying for the seat, said today he doesn't believe Gianforte has those delegates locked down. Republicans will gather Monday in Helena to pick their nominee. Democrats will choose their candidate from eight people who have expressed interest on Monday, also in Helena. The State Department of Corrections and the ACLU of Montana have reached a settlement in a lawsuit over compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act at the Montana State Prison. The Department of Corrections has agreed to provide reasonable accommodations for inmates with physical disabilities to participate in treatment and vocational programs that help prepare inmates to be released from prison. The state also agreed that prisoners with disabilities will not be disciplined solely for their behavior that is due to their mental illness or physical disability. ADA compliance was the final issue to be settled in a 1994 lawsuit filed over prison conditions following riots at the prison. The companies responsible for the Berkeley Pit in Butte are proposing to use cannons, lasers, and drones as an additional measure to scare birds away from the contaminated pool during spring migration. Montana Resources and BP-owned Atlantic Richfield Company are toying with the new tactics after thousands of snow geese died in the toxic water last fall. Wildlife officials estimate nearly 1,000 Yellowstone National Park bison have been killed this season. Bison managers are making progress on their goal to eliminate as many as 1,300 bison from the Yellowstone area. The management plan calls for a population of 3,000 bison in the region, but about 5,500 live there now. The herd is culled through public hunting and shipping some bison to slaughter. Slaughtered bison become meat for various Native American tribes. Officials say roughly 650 bison have been caught for slaughter so far, and about 400 have been shipped. Bison cannot be hunted in the park, but instead are caught when they migrate into Gardner Basin. State Auditor Matt Rosendale has approved a nearly 8% reduction in Montana's workers' compensation costs. The decrease takes effect this summer. Rosendale says Montana's work comp rates have decreased ever since the 2011 legislative session.
At that time, we were nearly the highest worker compensation rates in the nation.
The 2011 legislature took several steps to reduce those rates, including implementation of job safety education and awareness programs,
which contributed dramatically to the rate reductions that folks have been able to experience.
Montana's 7.8% overall average decrease in work comp loss costs was filed last month by the National Council on Compensation Insurance. It takes effect July 1st and will be used by private workers' comp insurers and the Montana State Fund in establishing its premium rates. State Auditor Rosendale says the lower rates will result in decreased business costs in Montana and better chances of job creation. A billing contractor has pleaded guilty to defrauding the Chippewa Cree tribe in north central Montana in a series of kickbacks and inflated invoices. Kevin McGovern pleaded guilty yesterday on behalf of himself and his former company, MC Equipment Holdings, to charges as part of a plea agreement that will settle three separate indictments. This includes wire fraud and theft from an Indian tribal organization over a deal involving a portable paving plant. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana News.